Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
Happy savings! Thanks to Discount Power for their great rates and service. Sign up on a Wise by 12 electricity plan and get a $25 bill credit. DiscountPowerTX.com/promotions. Yes, get a $25 bill credit when you sign up at DiscountPowerTX.com/promotions.
Certain terms and conditions apply. One-time $25 off credit will be given to the second month's bill only to new customers who successfully sign up for Wise by 12 plan at DiscountPowerTX.com/promotions. PUCT 10177.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill, just chill.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Karenge sabka swagat. Swag se karenge sabka swagat.
Y'all ready to bring the riff back?
Swag se karenge sabka swagat.
se karenge sabka swagat. Swag se karenge sabka swagat. Karenge sabka swagat.
Moms are moms everywhere, so yes. Big shout out to all the moms out there. Yes, absolutely. So Gayathri, you know, we have had you on the show many times, and we have, of course, been encouraging people to register to become donors. Tell me, how is this affecting Be the Match now, since people cannot register and, you know, you cannot do any of the drives? So how is this working out for you?
See, right now we are not doing physical drives, means we cannot be in a group to recruit people, but we are definitely doing online drives, means people can order their kits online. See, on the screen, do you see this says text mom to 61474?
Yes.
Using that link, you can order your free kit and the kit come to your home. This kind of kit come to your home. All then you do, swab your cheeks, put it here, and put this in a mailbox. So you don't need to step out of the house. And tell you the truth, many, many hundreds and thousands of people are doing this thing. They are signing from their homes and sending the kids back. So this is the only way we can help people, patients that we need to serve. In the beginning, we were very, very concerned whether people... Well, how people will approach to this thing, new thing. But fortunately, many people came forward and they are signing like that. And it is a great hope for the patients who are in need. Because, you know, this time, I mean, everybody, any normal family is kind of concerned what's going to happen. They are going through a lot of anxiety. And when people have to go through the hospitals and deal with the blood cancers or the blood disorders, their anxiety goes to completely different levels. And for them, knowing that the community is with them, it helps them to deal with their situation. I'm going to share a wonderful story about this mom. Her son, when he was born, he was born with a blood disorder. Let me show you the video just a second. Okay. Can you see
on your screen? Yes, we can see it.
Yes. When her son was born and she was very concerned because her son's son was just 2 days old, he got diagnosed with thalassemia. Thalassemia is a blood disorder, means these children do not produce proper hemoglobin. It means their organs doesn't get enough air, oxygen. So these children need a lot of blood transfusions. And so this mom went through this blood transfusion for several years, every 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks. If she was lucky, it was 4 weeks. But every 4 weeks, she needed to go to the hospital to get her son a blood transfusion. And she did it for 7 years. And after 7 years, he found a perfect match. And this young woman donated a bag of blood stem cells, if you can see on this screen.
Oh, yes.
And yes. And fine, recovered completely. It's been 6 years. He received the transplant. Look at him, young guy, like any other 13-year-old.
Yes.
Full of life. And he doesn't have to go to hospital anymore. He's healthy like any other kid. He doesn't need blood transfusion. So according to his mom, it was a big, big relief to know that his son doesn't have to go through this blood transfusion. And another young woman donated herself to him. And the young woman who donated, actually, she's doing really great. And the really wonderful story about Sai's donor is when Sai was 5 years old, he did find a donor. And when we contacted the donor was really happy and willing to donate, but she was pregnant with twins.
Okay.
So when you are pregnant or you are nursing, you are not eligible for this donation. Stem cells donation. So she delivered kids. She breastfed them for a year. And then she was healthy back to, and she was eligible for donation, and she did her donation. And look at Sai, because of a bag of blood donation from another mom, he's healthy now. He doesn't have any health conditions like that require him to go for the blood transfusion. And when I was talking to his mom said, I feel so blessed that my son doesn't have to go to the hospital now. But there are so many other thalassemic children who need blood transfusion. And every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks, they need to go for the blood transfusion. And now, because of this pandemic, these kids need to wear masks. These kids need to wear gloves. And already, you know, when these children go to the hospital for blood transfusion, they are scared because they know that they will be poked and the syringe needle will go into their arm and they need to be in that position for a while. So, I mean, they are really nervous at that time. Right. Now going to the hospital, knowing that they have to wear masks, they have to wear the gloves, it adds up to their anxiety. And the moms who take these children to the hospital for the blood transfusion, I mean, it is a lot for them. When this pandemic started, I received a call from Bushi's mom, the one, this is on the leftmost corner.
Yes.
His mom called me, and she was worried. Her worry was that if the hospitals are going to close down, what's going to happen to my son? How he's going to get the blood transfusion? That was her biggest worry. But fortunately, many donors, the blood donors came forward, and Rushi has been getting every 2 weeks the blood transfusion. So that was a big relief for Nilima that she has the blood for her son that needed. But knowing that now her son has to wear the mask and the gloves, oh my God, and it was a different anxiety. When during this pandemic, for the first time, Nilima took Rushi for the blood transfusion, it was too much. Usually when he gets the needle in his arm for the blood transfusion, he cries. And this time he was wearing mask, he could not breathe, he wasn't used to of it. So it added to all the things that he was already going through. Oh. And then, I mean, what can you do?
Right.
The mom just saw him going through that, and end of the transfusion, on her way home, she called and she said, can you do something so that my child, my Rushi, can find the matching donor, just like Sai found it, so that my child doesn't have to go for these blood transfusions? And it just breaks my heart. What to do? I mean, there is a cure there. It's not that, like coronavirus, we say that we don't have a cure for this. Just take precautions.
Yes.
We don't have any vaccine for coronavirus right now. And, I mean, this is not in our hands. But in case of Rushi, it is in our hands. We know there is a cure, but we are not able to find him. If we find him, just one donor, and donor needs to donate just a bag of blood of stem cells, bag of blood stem cells, and then he will be healthy, like fine. Then he doesn't have to go every 2 weeks for the blood transfusion. It just breaks my heart what we can do. And after talking to Nilima, I spoke with another mom, Sapna. She's in the middle. Mm-hmm. Her daughter, Eva, she is 11, and she goes through the same thing. She was just a few days old when she got diagnosed with thalassemia. And since then, she's been going through that. And for her also, going for the blood transfusion, it's a huge challenge. It is really hard for Eva to handle it. And since it is so hard for Eva, it becomes automatically too much for the mom. I have another one, Eliza, over here. And according to her mom, the toughest thing was when they went to the hospital for the blood transfusion,
Eliza refused to wear
the mask.
Oh. Yes, he said, no, I'm not going to wear it. I can't breathe it. It was a huge a chaos over there. And his mom, Mina, said, you know, just seeing my child, how she was acting, that I didn't know what to do, whether to calm her down or calm myself down to handle the situation. And after the blood transfusion, because it's every 2 to 3 weeks, she said, when we were towards the end of the second week, I started getting anxiety that, oh my goodness, we have to go through again. Then no matter how much we prepare our children, it is a challenge. It is a challenge. And these moms, whether it's Nilima, Sapna, or Minas, they are hoping some another mom to come, step up to help their children. Because these moms cannot do anything for their children. They are hoping they could help somebody else. Because, see, for these children, they need a bone marrow transplant from a matching donor.
Right.
And the matching donor is like, it's a genetic match.
Right.
And parents can never be a match for the children because these antigens that need to be matched for this transplant are inherited from parents. Half come from mother, half come from father. So parents can never be matched. But these parents are registered for the program in hope that they might match some other child.
Okay.
So they cannot help their own child, but they can help some other child in anywhere in the world. So they sign up, and now they are hoping the other parents will come forward and sign up for this program, give their cheek swab samples, so that it gives hope to them for their children, so that their children can come out of this kind of problem that they've been going through. And all these donors need to do is donate a bag of blood stem cells, and donor cells are withdrawn similar to blood donation. It goes to the patient, similar to the blood transfusion. But the problem is to find that matching donor. It is so hard. One in thousands match. Be the match registry. That has millions of people in the donor registry, still not able to find matching donors for these people. And we have numerous volunteers, thousands of volunteers who work with us day and night to spread the awareness. These volunteers are individuals, part of organizations like Unite and Inspire. They have a whole group. They provide internships to high school children, and these children are working towards raising awareness. And not only these children, then they take help from their parents. Their parents, moms and dads, they are helping. And they are individuals, like you guys, Thai Thai. We have done several segments.
Yes.
So just like, yeah, and there are another organizations like Indian American Cancer Network. They are helping us to raise awareness. And these kind of volunteers and organizations are worldwide. And people everywhere are helping us spread awareness, but that is not enough. The reason it is not enough, like we have maybe 10 organizations helping, but we need help of 100. Because one in thousands match. You can imagine how difficult it is to find a matching donor that for Rishi, Eva, and Eliza, for 8, 9, 10, 11 years, we've been trying to find a matching donor. And there are so, so many patients like these. If you see in India, I was speaking to somebody just in a small city of Punjab in India. There are 120 kids who gets the blood transfusions, just like Rushi, Eva, and Eliza. They are the thalassemia children, and they need the bone marrow transplant too. For how long they are going to survive on the blood transfusion? And the blood transfusion is like a battery charger. Once they get the blood transfusion, their battery gets charged, they work properly for a few weeks, and then battery gets discharged, they need another blood transfusion. But because of so many blood transfusions, they get a lot of side effects. like iron overload on different organs. Some get on heart, some get on liver, some get on kidney. So every person goes through a different side effect. And they go through that. I mean, every transfusion adds to the pre-existing condition, but there is no other choice. They do have to go through these blood transfusions. And these blood transfusions give them time to find a matching donor. But since it's been a so long time, it is becoming very difficult. So we encourage. These moms are just requesting all the moms around there, help them. Help them find a cure for their children. And they're saying, you know, on the Mother's Day, we all look for the gift. Right?
Yes.
And this could be the best gift for these moms to find a matching donor for their children. So I request all the viewers, it's moms, their children, their husbands, their family member, everybody, step up together and help these moms find the matching donor for their children.
Yeah, it is. It is really hard because, you know, because of the situation that we all are in, a lot of people are very skeptical to register. And I'm sure a lot of people would like to help in some way. And there are a lot of questions on people's minds if they become donors, what happens? So I would like to talk a little bit about that, but we are almost coming we have to take a little short break. So when we get back, Gayathri, you know, there are a few questions which, from a donor's point of view, I would like to ask you, because I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who, you know, who would like to be part of the Be the Match and register, but of course they are very apprehensive to do all that as well. So when we get back, we will continue our conversation, and of course we also have another guest joining us, so I'm excited about that as well, another great mom. And we are going to listen to her inspiring story as well. So this is Chai Time on 99.5 FM, and we will be right back.
Jamange, re lik di de vich bangere avange.
Chai Time Show. We'll be right back on 99.5 FM.
During difficult times like this, there is one important message that I like to share is to have your life folio in check. A life folio is a folder where you place all your important documents and key contact information relating to those documents in one place, so your dependents and your loved ones can have access to it. For a complete checklist of life folio, and to have a copy, call me at 832-877-0177. I will provide you with a copy at no cost to you.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
अरे भाई इस शादी की तकरीब में तो बड़ी रोशनी आए हर तरफ जगमग जगमग भाई तुम भी आए हो इधर आओ
जी आंटी
अरे इतने बुझे बुझे क्यों लग रहे हो
जी कुछ नहीं
भाई माशाल्लाह तुम भी अब शादी की उम्र का हो गए हो
और कोई ऑप्शन भी नहीं था आंटी
तो फिर अगली बारी तुम्हारी नेक्स्ट नेक्स्ट
जी आंटी
हाय हाय गुड्डू के बेटे का अकीका कितना शानदार है हर जगह बल्ब टिमटिमा रहे ओए होए तुम भी आए हो
जी आंटी
भाई सुना है तुम्हारी शादी हो गई
जी क्या कर सकते हैं
हां तो मैं कुछ खबरें कब सुना रहे हो अगली बारी तुम्हारी नेक्स्ट नेक्स्ट
जी आंटी अरे क्या हुआ आंटी जी इतने अंधेरे में बुझी बुझी क्यों बैठी हैं
आई तुम्हारे फूफा 95 साल की उम्र में भरी जवानी में छोड़ के चले गए
आय हाय 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 हाय
कुछ ना पूछो
ओए 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 तो फिर अगली बारी आपकी हो जाए नेक्स्ट नेक्स्ट
चल हट मरे हमारे दुश्मन जला दो सारे घर की रोशनी और फानूस जब हमारे पास हो डिस्काउंट पावर तो घरों और दिलों में अंधेरा क्यों रहे
जी आंटी मुझे दिलों में रोशनियां जगाए
गो टू discountpowertx.com/promotions एंड साइन अप टुडे डिस्काउंट पावर पीयूसीटी नंबर 10177
हाय आई एम लिन
आई एम अस्मा
आई एम साशा
आई एम लैला
आई एम अलिफिया
जॉइन अस मंडेस फ्रॉम 11 टू 12 ओनली ऑन 99.5 FM फॉर ए फन आफ्टरनून चैट विद चाय टाइम
वेयर वी विल चैट अबाउट फूड हेल्थ ब्यूटी एंड मच मच मोर सो सिट बैक and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill, just chill.
This is Lynn from Arlings. We have before us many weeks of struggle against coronavirus, the risk of which cannot be underestimated. Our goal is victory and to live again as we once did a few months ago. Kindness, cooperation, and unity are our strengths, which will beat the coronavirus. Arlings expresses the highest gratitude to all the doctors, nurses, and first responders who fight on. God bless Houston. God bless America.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Hello, welcome back to Chai Time on 99.5 FM. We are also Facebook Live, so check us out on Chai Time Houston on our Facebook page. So, Gayathri, hi, can you see me and hear me? All's well?
Yes, all is well.
Okay,
thanks
good.
For having us again.
So, before we went on break, you shared some lovely stories with us about all these brave moms and these children as well who are looking for donors. And like I said, there are a lot of our listeners and audiences out there who, of course, would like to help, but of course, at the same time, they are skeptical, apprehensive during COVID-19. So a few questions that I have for you is For the donors, how are they being screened for COVID-19?
See, COVID-19 has nothing to do with this, because when people sign up with their cheek swab samples, so what we do... Is it better now? Okay. You can hear now. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. That's great. That's great. Okay. So we are all ready.
All right. Sorry. You know, we always have a bit of technical issues, but it's you know, we get to learn everything, something new every day, right?
Yes.
And then we can laugh about it after a while. But
we are becoming more intelligent. Yeah.
So, getting back to my question, Gayathri, how are the donors being screened during COVID-19?
During the COVID-19, the people we screen is with the cheek swab samples. And a lot of time, I do get questions that, are you testing for the COVID-19 too? Actually, the answer is no. With these swab samples, we just check the immune system markers. These are the antigens. So even if you are taking any antibody or you are taking allergy medicines or anything, you become eligible for giving the samples. Because when you give samples, you are not donating.
Okay.
You are simply getting yourself tested to be part of the donor registry where we have millions already.
Okay.
Once you give the samples, it takes us 4 to 6 weeks to test. And after the testing, you become part of the donor search. And in case you match anybody, everybody who joins doesn't get to donate. 1 in 100, and based on the ethnicity, sometimes 1 in 1,000 match.
Okay.
And once you match, we will do a set of tests. We'll do the blood work to make sure that you are healthy for donation. We'll do the blood work to make sure that you are the suitable match for the patient. And we check that you don't have any infections, you don't have any contagious thing that could be transferred to the patient. So after doing all this medical evaluation, making sure you are healthy, you don't have any infection, and you are a suitable match for the patient, then only you get to donate. And Visa Match covers the cost for everything. Patients, donors never pay for anything.
Okay.
Any testing, the whole testing that costs around $10,000, it is covered for the donors. Donors never pay. Even if donors need to take time off from work, we have the provision to compensate that as well.
Okay.
If somebody says that, suppose we have a listener in New York, Washington, California, Canada, wherever people are there, they are eligible to register there. And if they match, they don't have to come to Houston for donation.
Okay.
Visa Match is a national organization, and we have patients that we help international.
Okay.
So wherever the people are living, they are eligible to give the donation there. Suppose somebody, a listener from California, registered today, and after becoming a match, they don't want to come to Houston. We can make that donation arrangement in California. The same thing we can do in Washington. Same thing we can do in Virginia, anywhere.
Okay.
And the matching patient could be anywhere in the world. In India, in UK, in any Germany, Canada, anywhere. Donor doesn't have to travel. Patient doesn't have to travel. That system is very well placed.
Okay.
All we need is the donors.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So, Gayathri, does bone marrow or stem cell donation compromise the donor's immune system?
No, not at all. Okay. The role for the blood stem cell to produce all kind of blood components. So our body continuously produces blood stem cells, and that's why the new blood components keep coming, and after the blood donation, donors do not feel weakness. Okay. We know that when we donate blood, our body automatically regenerates whatever the blood loss we get, right?
Yes.
And actually, that comes from the stem cells. Okay. The first body produces a stem cell, then the other component. So there is no loss of any immunity. And there are two ways of donation. One is called peripheral blood stem cells, and this is similar to blood donation. In most of the cases, medicine is given to donors to produce more cells, and those are the cells donors donate. And the second form of donation is traditional marrow donation, mm-hmm. where these cells are harvested directly from their home, that is the hip bone.
Okay.
And again, whatever the amount donors donate, those get regenerated. In fact, our special guest today is Neeti Totin Puri. She donated bone marrow to 8-year-old child in 1996.
Wow.
23 years Yes. 23 years earlier, she donated, and her concern was the same. Right, Neeti? So I will ask Neeti to share her donor story. And I just want to give this thing that her recipient, who was 8 at that time, now is 31.
Wow. Hello, Neeti. Welcome to Chai Time.
Hi, can y'all hear me? I know we have technology issues earlier.
So we would like you to share your wonderful story with us. And, you know, 1996, that is a long time. And a lot has changed since then, for sure. So we would definitely like to hear how things started for you, how this journey started for you, and how you became part of Be The Match.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you.
Okay, great. All right, cool. Yes, thank you. It's always very touching and emotional to hear about bone marrow donation and all the stories related to that. First of all, just it's an honor and privilege to be included in this discussion. It's so significant and important. And, Gayathri spoke about the need for donors for thalassemia patients. And I can relate to Neelima and Sapna as a mother myself. So I wanted to share my story as a donor. My journey went through several phases. When I registered, I was single. And then when I was about the call that I matched, I was newly married. And now I'm a mother of two teenage boys. So it kind of went through that. When I initially got the call that I matched, just like everybody else, you know, I knew I wanted to donate, but I had a lot of questions. I wasn't sure, or didn't know, you know, how it was going to impact my health, or if I'm going to be, well, how it's going to impact my ability to have kids, you know, being a female. That was an important question for me. And I didn't have any surgeries until then, and, you know, no procedures, so I wasn't sure, you know, how much time I would be away from work and all those type of questions. And so everyone at the Gulf Coast Center really helped me and, providing the information and all that. And when I found out that it was for an 8-year-old, as Gayathri mentioned, all my doubts went out the window. Inconvenience for us, you know, and also a little bit about the
future. Yes, go ahead.
So, once I knew that and I made up my mind, my husband, Shreyas, he was with me all the way, and, you know, my company was very supportive also. I went through the traditional procedure of donation, which is through the pelvic bone. it's not as bad as it sounds. It's actually simpler than the residency systems removal. So, you know, for me, it was just, I didn't have to take any medications, just to feel some days of rest and back to my routine. Just in looking back and being able to, just through a simple act of donating my bone marrow, it's just an irreplaceable feeling. You know, if you can save somebody's life, nothing like it. It's like winning a lottery and sometimes waiting. And then, you know, just now with me, at that time too, I did not have any side effects. And now, by God's grace, I'm still healthy. So I would just encourage everybody to register. I know we're having a lot of questions, but okay, should I go on?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, you know, just I wanted to also just kind of share that, you know, from at that time to now, there are no health effects. You know, I'm doing well. And also, I had no, at that time, I knew it was an 8-year-old boy, and, you know, I knew the procedure went well, but I had no contact since, you know, the donor recipient's privacy laws were a little bit more stringent at the time, but when I recently found out that he's still doing well, and that 8-year-old boy is now 31 years old, it just gives me goosebumps. I was so emotional and excited to hear that. And so, you know what, on this Mother's Day, I urge you all to please register, like we mentioned, you know, register your family, your kids. My son, older son is, you know, 18 years old now, and
hello. Okay. Sorry. Can you repeat it again? Because you kind of got cut off for audio. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, great. Yeah. My son was just saying speak louder. So, you know, my son is 18 years old, like I was saying, and I want my kids to go have the same amazing feeling and experience that I went through.
Can you see on the screen?
Yes. It's just a life-saving opportunity that everybody can just do through mere inconvenience in your life. So what you could do is just go to Be The Match website. It's called join.bethematch.org/mom.
Or you can text.
Oh, go ahead. There you go.
Yes, you can text mom. 261474.
Yes, and we have it right behind you.
For all young kids who are 18 and above who have not registered, that could be the biggest gift they couldn't give to their moms, because when moms get to know that their children are becoming part of life-saving mission, it gives amazing happiness. My children are part of it. When they turn 18, and they decided to register. I don't have the words to express how did I feel. And I told my children, you know, this on your birthdays, you usually get the gift. And yes, we have a, you know, now tradition to give the gift back, the return gift. So when my children registered, I felt like I got the best return gift. As Neeti said, that her son signed up, and he felt amazing that my child is following my footsteps and is going to experience one day the amazing feeling that I've been through. It's really great. This is the best gift as children we can, these children can give to their mom. Register for this call. Text mom, M-O-M, mom. 261474 and join the registry. Someday you might get a chance just like Neeti got. Everybody doesn't get that chance. Everybody from the Chai team signed up. And I a few months ago, but didn't get a chance to donate. You need to be lucky enough to get that lottery, to give a new life to somebody. On the other day, I was talking to Neeti, and she said, I just received that call once. I've been waiting. I have not received the call again. And I told her, you know, Neeti, this is a lottery. You don't get that lottery again and again in your life.
That is so true.
Right, Neeti? Well, I wanted to just add, you know, that you can donate up to your 61st birthday. So I still have hope and I have time that I hope I can do it again and again. You know, I would do it in a heartbeat. Yeah. And, you know, really nothing to worry from a health effect. You just go on with your life and you just, it's just such a humbling feeling that, you know, somebody else is also living.
Yeah. That is great. The journey that can start from a cheek swab can take you to save someone's life. Amazing. Yeah, it's a great feeling that you get the opportunity to save someone's life. And many times people do ask us the question, especially the young parents or the young couples, that how it's going to affect their life being a parent. And as Missy said, her boys are now teenagers. One of the him has signed up for the program. I wish I could show you the picture of Niti's voice. Niti, do you have a picture that you could share?
Oh, I don't think I can hear her. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was on mute.
That's okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure how I should share the picture.
That's okay.
I have on my phone. I don't know if I can.
Probably, Gayathri, you can share it later with us as well on our Chai Time page. We would love that.
Yes. I'm going to do that later on.
Yes. So, Gayathri, yes. Is there anything else you would like to tell our audience, our listeners out there who are tuned in this morning on Chai Time?
Yes. You know, a lot of time people are nowadays concerned about the contamination.
Yes.
I did receive several calls. People say that I really want to help, but I'll do it after this pandemic is over. But for those people, I just have one thing to say. You know, this bone marrow transplant is not only to help blood disorder patients. This can help blood cancer patients as well. Fortunately, thalassemia patients can wait for years to find a matching donor. It's a tough journey, but they can still wait. But for the blood cancer patients, for some of these patients, every single day is important. The patients that we get now, sometimes they say we have 2 months, 3 months to find a matching donor. If the person who wants to donate waits for 3 months to register, might not be able to help that patient. We've been working with another kid. His name is Sidhu. He's 9 years old, and he needs a transplant. He doesn't have much time. He's already going through the chemotherapy, and he's on his second chemotherapy, and by then he finishes the fourth one, which will take another month or two. He needs to get a transplant. And if there is a donor who wants to help but doesn't want to sign up until 2 months, it will be too late. So I encourage everybody, if you want to sign up, order your free kit online. You can order online. It doesn't affect you. It comes in a sealed packet. So there is no chance of contamination. You get the kit at your home. You open that sealed packet. You swab it. You put it back in your mailbox. So there is no chance of contamination. So don't wait. Don't wait until the pandemic is over. You know, when we like to eat outside, we don't want, most of the cases, we don't want to wait, okay, when everything will open, then we'll get food. Yes, we cannot dine in, but we are ordering food out, right? We are picking the food for the shopping. We cannot go to the stores, but we found the alternative ways that we order online, whether it's groceries, clothing, anything. So the same way, if we don't have the opportunity to go to the event and give the samples, There's the other route. Order it online. So don't wait. Like any other thing, you can do this thing during the pandemic as well. You don't need to wait. Just order it just like you do online shopping. Order this kit. It is free if you are between the age of 18 and 44. If you are above 44, you need to pay the donation of $100 to cover the cost of registration, but you are eligible to give donation until you turn 61. And if you match, everything is covered by the program. Even if you go for the medical checkup, we cover the mileage. You take a day off, we cover that. The food, not only for you, the family, every kind of, any domestic help you need, we are there to help. Suppose you are a young mom, a young dad, and you match, and you need a babysitter. We can help you with that also. If you come for donation, you need somebody to watch your kids, you can choose the babysitter of your choice and we'll pay for it. So bottom line is, as long as you are blessed with good health and you are willing to share blessing to save someone's life, we will be with you to help you throughout your journey. You are not alone. The whole, our department, our volunteer groups are with you. We need you. We need you to help these moms and to help save their children. So all the mothers, all the dads out there, all the children, we want you to pay attention to this, learn about the program, and join us in our race to save these children.
And Gayathri, would you share your contact number in case someone has any additional questions?
Yes. Yes, I can be reached at 281-780-1379. And this number is available on the weekend and in the evening. If you have any questions, let me know. I'll be happy to provide you information. Once again, my number is 281-780-1379.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining me on Chai Time. It's been a pleasure talking to you, wonderful, remarkable women. And just want to wish y'all a happy Mother's Day. And of course, stay safe and take care of each other and your families. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.